Don't forget to keep your digital dots ever home, game, and stay cool. How about kids? Are you a member of Bigger Kid Club? For only $25, members receive tickets for every Sunday home game, a Bigger Kid Club exclusive t-shirt, 10% off at the On Deck Shop, and much more. Join the club at wordpress.com/kidclub. And if you aren't watching us on the Bally Live app, you can text Live to Bally or scan the QR code on the video board to download the app now. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app.
Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, California, where today the Tacoma Rainiers wrap up a six-game series against the San Francisco Giants AAA club, the Sacramento RiverCats. The Rainiers have a chance to win this series on the road. They've won three of the first five games, securing a guaranteed split or better. They'd love to win this series, however, and they hope that Darren McCacken can pitch them to a victory. McCacken on the mound today, 5-4 with a 6.12 ERA. He makes his 16th start of the season. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Miguel Yajure. And this is the same pitching matchup we had in the series opener on Tuesday. And in that game, McCacken and the Rainiers got the win. The Rainiers won by a final score of 5-2. And that game was noteworthy because Jake Schiner ripped a three-run homer in the top of the first inning, and the Rainiers never trailed at any point in that ballgame. So we'll see if they can win this exact same matchup today. McCacken's been throwing well recently, and he is looking for what would be his team-leading sixth win if he could get it today. Yesterday, the Rainiers lost on a walk-off. Sacramento had a two-out homer by Elliot Ramos in the bottom of the ninth inning. It came with the score tied 2-2, so it gave the RiverCats the 3-2 win. Blake Wyman gave it up. He had not allowed a run in 5 weeks, spanning 11 appearances and 14 and a third innings. Really had been on a roll, the right guy to have on the mound in that situation, or so it seemed. But Elliot Ramos lined the homer to left, and the RiverCats won the game 3-2. Tacoma's offense yesterday, just 5 hits. And something to think about today, the Rainiers have gone 3 straight games without hitting a homer. That's Tacoma's longest stretch of games without a homer this season. In fact, the Rainiers are third in the league in hitting homers. They're one of the top power hitting clubs in this circuit. And to go 3 straight games without a homer is unusual. And we'll see if that streak comes to an end today. Well, we've got a special guest on our pregame show for our Sunday interview today. We're going to visit with the Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe, who's been with the Rainiers for a couple of years, and we'll talk about his career a little bit and his time with the Seattle Mariners and making his Major League debut last year. And we'll also talk to him about one of the big stories in the league this year, the automated ball strike system and the challenge system, which we will be using today. So we'll visit with Rainiers catcher Brian O'Keefe when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
My guest today on our Sunday interview is Rainiers catcher Brian O'Keefe. And Brian, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You've been with the Rainiers for a while now, the 2.5 years. You joined us midway through the 21 season, and it's been a while in the Mariners organization. How's your season going so far?
It's been good. I mean, I got off to a really good start. I think, a lot of the adjustments I made in the offseason, I think we saw them early in the season. And, you're going to hit a lull at some point. I'm kind of going through it right now and just continuing to finish this up the right way. We just started the second half, so there's a lot of baseball ahead of us.
Yeah, it is indeed a long season, 150 games here. We still have over 60 to go. And, the split season this year is a new format, and it kind of a reset of the standings, and it gives you guys something to play for in the second half, huh?
Yeah, I think, you're starting to see a lot of guys early. We had some guys here, and now you're starting to see guys settle in. You know how it is in AAA. It's kind of a revolving door at times at different positions. Guys going up to the big league, guys coming from AZL to help us out, pitchers going down, So I think it's nice that we've reset it. I think we kind of started hitting our stride a little bit towards the end of that first half, and I think we've come out in the second half and started pretty strong.
You mentioned the revolving door. As a catcher, you have to work with all these new pitchers when they come in. I'm curious, what do you do when the Mariners claim a pitcher off waivers, you've never heard of him, and he shows up that day, and you have no idea who this guy is, and you got to catch him?
Yeah, it's always interesting, because everybody has their style of pitching. There's that familiarity with that comes from the more you catch these guys. So I think really for me, it's just trying to get to know them as fast as possible. Get the basics, is there a specific side of the plate they like? Is there a specific setup they like? Just trying to get as much information as quickly as possible. And then from there, just building out the relationship. It's going to take some time. It's going to take times in the game together. So I think it's just about getting to know those guys and trying to get on the same page as quick as possible.
With Rainier's catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Brian, been with the Mariners for a while. They drafted you when you were, pretty young and you were in the minor league Rule 5 draft. But you made your big league debut last year at the end of the season. How fun was that?
That was special, not only for myself, my family, my wife, but also, for me to be up there when we clinched for the first time in 21 years is certainly special. You could feel the energy in the ballpark, the energy in the clubhouse. They always joked with me that I have the best 3 days ever in the big leagues. And when we won, they said, this is pretty much what we do every night here. So it was pretty cool. It was really cool to be a part of and something I'll certainly never forget.
Must have been a lot of fun then coming back for spring training this year. And, you probably feel a little bit more like part of the team that way, right?
They did a great job last year when I came up. It was not weird, but, when we clinched, I had been there for one day at that point. And, it took them however long, 150 or so on games to get to that point. So I tried to sit back and let those guys enjoy the moment as best I could and, be a part of it where I could be. But kind of just watching it, you want it to be a part of it more this year. And they did a great job. Tip of the cap to them for honestly, opening their clubhouse up and, making me feel like I'd been there from opening day. And I think that just goes to show why that team was so good last year because, me just getting there for the first time ever, making my debut first, got there late. And I felt like I was part of the team for the whole season. So those guys were certainly inviting and a great group of guys.
With Rainier's catcher Brian O'Keefe. Brian, changing gears, but its big story in AAA this year is the automated ball strike system. The robot umpire called all the pitches for most of last year, and then this year now we're using the challenge system on weekend games where the human umpire calls the pitches and you guys can challenge and go to the robot if you want to see what the call was. What do you think of this system, and what do you think the future is for this in the majors?
I definitely like the challenge system more than the ABS, for me personally. I think that, unfortunately, whether guys like it or not, I'm in this boat also. Part of what makes this game cool is the fact that there's a human element into it with the umpires. And I think taking that away, I think, is a big mistake. I think that's it's part of the game. It's part of how catchers make their money. You see guys that are really good at receiving that stick around for a really long time because of how good they are defensively. You see hitters, pitchers that are more veteran type pitchers tend to get a little bit more calls on the edge of the plate. But I think the challenge system's cool. I think that the only problem going with the ABS is that I think it's a super small zone. I think there's some things that they'll have to probably adjust before it gets to the big leagues, but I definitely think the challenge system will get there before the ABS does.
It's been a lot of fun to watch this year in AAA, and it'll be interesting to see what they do in the future. Brian, thanks a lot for the visit. Good to see you having a great year for the Rainiers, and keep it up in the second half.
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's Brian O'Keefe, Rainiers catcher. I'll be back with the starting lineups after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for the visiting Rainiers, 47-48 on the year. Leading off, designated hitter Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the shortstop Didi Gregorius. Hitting third, catcher Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, Jake Shiner. He's at first base. Hitting fifth is right fielder Zach Deloach. Adam Engel bat sixth. He's in center. Hitting seventh, Mark Mathias. He'll play second. Cooper Hummel bats eighth. He's in left. And batting ninth, third baseman Mason McCoy. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken 5-4, 6.12 ERA. Sacramento is 42-52. The Giants AAA club, managed by Dave Brundage, will lead off with Bryce Johnson. He's the DH today. Batting second, shortstop Marco Luciano. Hitting third, third baseman Tyler Fitzgerald. Joey Bart bats cleanup and catches. Hitting fifth, center fielder Elliot Ramos. Batting sixth, the left fielder Jackson Reitz. Hitting seventh, first baseman Armando Alvarez. Batting eighth, right fielder Michael Gigliotti. And hitting ninth, second baseman Will Wilson. On the mound, Miguel Yajure. Yajure has a record of 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Umpires, Harley Acosta has the plate. The crew chief Alex McKay is at first, and over at third, it's Mark Stewart Jr. Tacoma and Sacramento, final game of the six-game series. Daytime baseball coming your way from red-hot Sacramento, California. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Sacramento River Cats from Sutter Health Park here in West Sacramento, California. And their starting pitcher, Miguel Yajure, is warming up right now. And he just finished his warm-ups and headed towards the batter's box to get things started is Sam Haggerty. Well, it's been a heat wave here in Sacramento, and today's high is actually supposed to be a little bit lower than the last few days. It's only supposed to reach 100 today, so that's good, as we topped out at 108 these last couple of days. So it's not 100 yet, but it will be in a few hours. And I would guess it's in the low 90s right now as we get started here in Sacramento. Sam Haggerty stands in, and here's the first pitch of the game, and it is taken for a strike, and we are underway. Haggerty hitting 297 with a 380 on base percentage for Tacoma. And he has been on a on-base streak recently. So now the 0-1 pitch is a ball, and the count's even 1-1. Haggerty has reached base in 9 of his last 10 plate appearances, including all 6 times he went to the dish on Friday night. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. Small crowd on hand because, as you might imagine, not a whole lot of people want to sit and watch a day game in 100-degree heat. The heat wave really hurts him here, attendance-wise. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Haggerty has struck out, and one man's gone here at the top of the first inning. And now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. There are very few seats in the shade here in this ballpark, only the very top rows of the seating bowl and under some trees on the berm in right field. And those shaded areas are where basically 90% of the people who are in attendance right now are seated. Here's Gregorius, left-hand batter, and he swings and fouls one away. There's strike 1. Gregorius hitting 186 in 17 games for Tacoma with one homer. With a longtime major league shortstop, first with the Diamondbacks, then the Yankees, swings and bounces one foul, first base side. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is grounded sharply to first, and it's fielded behind the bag by Alvarez, and then he runs over and beats Gregorius to the base for the putout. And two men are gone at the top of the first inning, and now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. We do have partly cloudy skies here and no wind blowing whatsoever. This is a pitcher's park by Pacific Coast League standards. Definitely get lower scoring games here. We had one last night. Here's O'Keefe, our pregame guest. Hope you got a chance to hear his interview. He stands in and swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike 1. O'Keefe hitting 240 with 16 homers, tied for 7th in the league in homers, and at 820 OPS. He was off last night. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. O'Keefe catching the day game today to work with McCacken. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3. And O'Keefe went after a slider for strike 3, and that is the third out here at the top of the first inning. 3 up, 3 down, couple of strikeouts for Yajure. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Tacoma nothing, Sacramento coming to the plate.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, the Red Deers went down in order in the top of the first, and now they take the field here at the bottom of the first inning at Sacramento. Darren McCacken on the mound today, and leading off for Sacramento, Bryce Johnson. These two have faced one another numerous times in the last couple of years, as both have been with their respective team for at least three seasons now. Johnson settles in, batting .314. Six homers in 26 games. He's been going back and forth between AAA and the big leagues this year. Switch hitter, he hits left. McCacken's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. And with that, Darren McCacken just tied for fifth on the all-time Tacoma games started list for pitchers. Bryce Johnson just challenged the first pitch of the game and lost. So the Rivercats lose a challenge immediately. Challenged the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Not literally the game, but same difference basically. Here's the 0-1 pitch now, and it is a swing and a foul back. There's strike two. We're using the automated ball strike challenge system today. That means home plate umpire Harley Acosta is calling the balls and strikes, and the players can challenge, and they go to the automated system and see what it has to say for a final verdict. But once a team is wrong three times, they're done for the day. Next pitch called, strike three. Three pitches, and McCacken takes care of Bryce Johnson, and one man is out in the bottom of the first inning. So McCacken on the all-time list. Today he tied Jim Hughes of the 1970s Tacoma Twins for fifth on the all-time games started list for starting pitchers, his 75th start in a Tacoma uniform. Here's his pitch to Marco Luciano, and it is in there for a strike. And McCacken is already fifth on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list. That was number 360 in his Tacoma career that he just notched on Bryce Johnson. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1 to Luciano. This is Luciano's fifth AAA game. He's the Giants' top prospect, and he has gone 5-for-16 in this series. McCacken with a 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and lined down the left field line, hooking. It is a foul ball. Nothing but a strike. Luciano was thinking extra bases there, and he went hard out of the box. So he's got to walk across the infield back to home plate, as that was a foul ball. 1-2 the count to Marco Luciano. Luciano just promoted at the start of this week. Actually, on Wednesday is when he joined the Rivercats from AA Richmond, the Giants affiliate. Richmond, Virginia. That's where he'd been all year until Wednesday. All right, he's ready to hit again. McCacken now with the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is just a hair outside. Two balls, two strikes. McCacken will work with a fastball in the 88 to 92 range, and he's got a slider. His fastball has sink to it. He also has a good changeup. 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and down goes Luciano, and McCacken strikes out the first two batters that he faces at the bottom of the first inning. And now Tyler Fitzgerald is the hitter. Fitzgerald hitting .282 with 11 homers. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch on its way, and it is called a strike. 0-2, McCacken just pumping strikes in there at the bottom of the first inning. Another challenge by the Rivercats here in the first. Fitzgerald challenging the called strike, and we go to the automated system, and he won. Just a smidge low. So it's overturned, and the count is 1-1 on Fitzgerald. I thought there was a chance that Sacramento was going to lose two of their three challenges in the first inning. That would have been something. But no, Fitzgerald was right. 1-1 pitch hit up the middle, and that's through into center field. A ground ball base hit. And that's the first base runner of the game. Tyler Fitzgerald singles up the middle. And he has now hit safely in seven of his last eight games. Joey Bart will be the batter. Bart, the cleanup hitter for the River Cats, the catcher hitting 234 with three homers. Right-hand batter. McCacken is set, and the pitch is outside for a ball 1-0. Last game of the road trip, the Red Ears off tomorrow, and then have a day game on Tuesday at 12:05 at Cheney Stadium with the Salt Lake Bees in town. Turning a throw to first, and back in safely is Fitzgerald. Now McCacken with a 1-0 pitch on its way to Bart. And it is called a strike on the outside edge. 1-1. This is the 12th meeting of the year between the Red Ears and the River Cats. Tacoma has a slight advantage through the first 11 games, winning six. Here's the 1-1 now to Bart. And it is in for a called strike, 1-2. Another fastball from McCacken. So he's ahead of the count again. 1-2. And here comes the pitch. No, a throw to first. Fitzgerald dives back in safely. Fitzgerald is Sacramento's stolen base leader with 15 steals, and he's only been caught twice. Now the 1-2 is coming, and it is high. 2-2. McCacken throwing almost all fastballs here in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 2-2 on its way. And the runner goes. The pitch is low and away. Throw to second base is not in time. Fitzgerald steals it. His 16th steal of the year. So he's in scoring position. And the count's now full on Bart, 3-2. McCacken did throw a slider that time. And Bart took it. So 3-2 to the Sacramento catcher. And now McCacken is set. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it is outside, 4. He lost him. So after two quick strikeouts to start the inning, now the Rivercats are making some noise. They have runners at first and second with 2 outs, and Elliot Ramos coming to the plate. Ramos ended last night's game with his 2-out homer in the bottom of the 9th inning. His 7th of the year gave Sacramento the 3-2 victory. He's hitting 332 games. Has 25 runs batted in. There goes Fitzgerald for third. Pitch is low. No throw by O'Keefe. Fitzgerald steals third uncontested. Bart just held at first. So runners at the corners now. And it's a 1-0 count on Elliot Ramos. So we'll see if McCacken can bear down here and get this last out and put an end to the bottom of the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch on its way, and it is in there for a called strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Ramos, the Giants' first-round draft pick in 2017. Next pitch hit in the air down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul and will land on the empty berm down the right field line in foul territory here. So McCacken's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. He comes set. And the pitch is low and away, and it rolls away from O'Keefe, and here comes Fitzgerald, and he scores. Taking second is Bart, and Sacramento is on the board here at the bottom of the first inning. The wild pitch brings in the run. Fitzgerald stealing those bases, especially the steal of third, impacting the inning. Two and two to Ramos now. And now here's the pitch from McCacken. No, a bluff towards second instead, but no throw over there. Rainiers had a terrific start last night from Adam Aller in just his second outing for the Red Ears, went eight innings and gave up two runs. 2-2 pitch fouled back, still two balls, two strikes. So still 2-2. Kacken ready now. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him, and that wraps up the bottom of the first. But the Rivercats rally with two outs and score a run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the second inning of play with the score, Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, the Rivercats get a run in the first and take the 1-0 lead over the Red Ears. We go to the second now. Tacoma sending Jake Scheiner, Zach Deloach, and Adam Engel do the plate here at the top of the second inning. Right, Ayers entering play today, one game under 500. 10-10, though, in the now more important second half standings. The Red Ears four games behind first place Round Rock in the second half. Here's Scheiner. Scheiner batting 272 with 24 homers, 82 runs batted in, and he takes a pitch from Miguel Yajure in there for a called strike. Oh, and won the count. Yajure, 25-year-old righty from Venezuela, into his motion. The 0-1 pitch is taken for strike two. And Shiner's behind in the count. Yajure with big league time with both the Yankees and the Pirates. 0-2 pitch, up high and inside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. So Scheiner's brought the count even. Scheiner hit that first inning three-run homer off Yajure on Tuesday. Those were the only runs the Rainiers scored off him. 2-2 pitch inside, ball three. So he's worked a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Scheiner tried to hold up, but he could not. Swung through a curveball, and that is the first out at the top of the third inning. And Yajure with three strikeouts already. Now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach hitting 290 with 10 homers. 395 on base percentage. Drove in his 50th run last night. And he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. First pitch fastball from Yajure. Inside with a curve. Two balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch coming, and this is outside, ball three. Deloach will probably be taking all the way here. The pitch is high, ball four, and Deloach is taking a walk. So the Red Ears have their first base runner of the game. Deloach heads down to first base. He's aboard with one out, and Adam Engel will now be the hitter. Engel hitting 279 with five homers, 364 on base percentage in 36 games for Tacoma. He's reached base safely in 13 straight games. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Yajure, 6'1", 215-pound righty. Turns and throws to first, and diving back in safely is Deloach. Deloach is... only attempted seven steals this year. He's 4-for-7. Now the 1-1 pitch, up and in for a ball, 2-1. Yajure this year hasn't pitched much because he was slowed by injury. But he's been a little wild for Sacramento now with 12 walks and 18 and two-thirds innings. 2-1 pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. Got a late start to his season as he was injured coming out of spring training. Did some rehab outings in the lower minor leagues in the Giants system. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Engel. And it's high ball four. So back-to-back walks issued here in the top of the second inning. Deloach takes second. Engel down to first. Engel's now reached base safely in 14 straight games. And here comes Mark Mathias. Mathias settles into the batter's box, right-hand hitter. Played in 10 games for Tacoma and has hit at a .359 clip. Still looking for his first Rainier's homer. He looks out towards Yare, who bluffs a pickoff move to second but does not throw over there. Sacramento leads 1-0. We're in the top of the second, but the Rainiers have a couple of men on from their specialty, which is drawing walks. The Rainiers lead the league in drawing walks. Here's the pitch, and it swung on, hit sharply right to short. Luciano bobbles it, picks it up, goes to second for one, on to first in time for two. They get the double play, even though Luciano did not field it cleanly on the first try, but he showed some real quick hands picking it up in a hurry and starting the double play. 6-4-3 on the twin killing. Right ears do not score in the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the second. Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
One nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Jackson Reitz, Armando Alvarez, and Michael Gigliotti to bat here at the bottom of the second inning. McCacken struck out 3 in the first, but allowed a run. First pitch to Reitz is fouled away. There's strike one. McCacken ended up throwing 23 pitches in the first inning. Now the 0-1 is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. And the next pitch to Reitz, up high for a ball. One, two pitch coming. And it's hit softly to short, and fielding it on one bounce is Gregorius, and he just tosses it to first and gets Reitz, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. Little top spinning one hopper to D.D. Gregorius at shortstop. Now Armando Alvarez is the hitter. Alvarez hitting .313 in 29 games for Sacramento with three homers. And the pitch from McCacken is swung on and hit well towards center. Going back his angle, but this is over his head and up against the fence. Alvarez is on his way to second, and he will get there with a slide. A one-out double for Armando Alvarez. So he is in scoring position with one away as he drives one over the head of Engel in center field, and it hit the base of the fence on the fly. 403 feet from center field. So Alvarez is aboard, and now Michael Gigliotti will hit with a man in scoring position. Gigliotti, the number 8 hitter, batting .246 with three homers. .377 on base percentage. McCacken's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. McCacken on Tuesday here went 6 1/3 innings and allowed two runs. Had 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. Got the win in that game. Here's the pitch in for a strike, 1-1. In fact, he's won his last two starts. Now the 1-1 pitch to Gigliotti is taken down low for a ball, 2-1. It is warming up here in Sacramento. You can just feel it getting warmer and warmer. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way. And it's a slider that just does miss for ball 3. So McCacken's behind in the count to Gigliotti. 3 balls, 1 strike. .3-1 pitch, swung on, hit in the air to right field. Deloach coming in on it, having to turn on the speed, but he makes the catch, and there is out number 2. Gigliotti flies out to shallow right, and 2 men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Now Will Wilson will be the hitter. Wilson right-hand batter hitting .226 with 11 homers, .686 on base or OPS. McCacken is set. Leading from second base is Alvarez, and the pitch is a fastball up high, ball 1. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch from the right-hander is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss and a slider. And the count's even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it's a fastball called a strike, 1-2 now. McCacken hitting the top of the zone there to Wilson. And it's now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and down goes Wilson, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Strikeout number 4 for McCacken. No runs for the Rivercats on a hit. There were no errors, 1 left. We go to the third inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
On we go to the third inning. The Rainiers trailing early here at Sacramento, 1-0. Tacoma looking for its first hit of the game. Had two base runners on walks last inning, but a double play squashed that rally. Cooper Hummel to lead things off here in the third. Switch hitter will bat left against the right-hander Miguel Yajure. Hummel hitting .239 with a .418 on base percentage, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming from Yajure. And it is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. And this one is in for a strike. The correct count now. Two balls, one strike to Hummel. And the pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. On the move, Ramos still going back. It's over his head and up against the fence. And Hummel is at second, and he'll stop there with a leadoff double. Cooper Hummel with his 15th double of the year, and that gets the Red Ears started here in the third inning. So Hummel is aboard. And now Mason McCoy comes to the plate. McCoy hitting .233, 10 homers, .329 on base percentage. He's driven in 51 runs this year, and this is an RBI opportunity right here. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. McCoy back at third base today defensively. That's where he had a couple of web gems in the extra inning victory here on Friday night. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. McCoy calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the pitch is hit in the air to center, and it's going to carry right out to Ramos, who makes the catch. Hummel tags it second. He's headed to third, and he's in there ahead of the throw. So Hummel is at third with one out. McCoy flies to center, but it is enough to move the runner up. So the tying runner's at third with one out for Sam Haggerty. If Haggerty can bring in the tying run here. Looks like the River Cats are going to bring the infield in the third inning with a one-run lead. Haggerty struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 1-0 is on its way. And it's popped up, a foul, third base side. Over is Fitzgerald. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning, and Hummel can't go anywhere. He's got to just stay there at third. So Haggerty pops up to the third baseman in foul territory. Two down, and the Red Deers are going to need a clutch hit from D.D. Gregorius to cash in on this leadoff double that Hummel hit. Gregorius grounded out to first. In the first, he's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. And it's down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One nothing Sacramento, two outs, top of the third inning. Here's the pitch. And it is taken for ball two, 2-1. A little low to Gregorius. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now. And it swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. This is deep. Back is Ramos. He's at the track, and he has room, and he makes the catch. A step or two in front of the fence, and Gregorius is retired, and so are the Red Ears here in the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order coming up for the River Cats. It'll be Bryce Johnson, Marco Luciano, and Tyler Fitzgerald. Darren McCacken on the hill. He has struck out four through two innings. And he got Bryce Johnson looking in the first on three pitches. Here's the pitch to Johnson, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, grounded right to the first baseman. Shiner fields it, tosses it to McCacken, covering first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the third inning. So two pitches, one out. And that'll bring Marco Luciano to the plate. Thank you. right-hand hitter, struck out looking in the first. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch on its way now. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. So McCacken gets ahead of Luciano right away using the slider. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a changeup, but Luciano is down on three pitches, and that's strikeout number five for McCacken. Two away, and now Tyler Fitzgerald will be the batter. Fitzgerald singled and kind of created that run in the first inning. He stole second, stole third, and scored on a wild pitch. Little two out, one man rally there. As he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch, and it's bounced foul. There's strike two. O-2 pitch coming. Outside for a ball. 1-2. Yeah. 1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Rainiers with O'Keefe, Shiner, and Deloach coming up in the fourth inning. Here comes the 2-2 now, and it is outside, ball three. So full count to Fitzgerald. Payoff pitch, swung on and popped up foul, and over for a look is O'Keefe, but this lands on the roof of the dugout on the third base side. And it is still three balls, two strikes to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald digs in at the plate. And here comes the 3-2 again, and it's swung on and bounced foul. So Fitzgerald continues to hang in there, and he's been the one hitter who's really grinded out at bats against McCacken here in the early going. And the 3-2 again. Called strike three, and down goes Fitzgerald, and that wraps up the bottom of the third. Hit the outside edge with a fastball, a sixth strikeout for McCacken, who retires the side in order at the bottom of the third. He's now thrown exactly 50 pitches. We go to the fourth with the score, Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup.
And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Rivercats lead 1-0. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. Red Ears had an opportunity last inning, a leadoff double and a man at third with one out, and could not get him in. We'll see if they can break through here in the fourth. Brian O'Keefe settles into the batter's box. He struck out in the first inning, 0-1 today. O'Keefe facing Miguel Yajure. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, Ray into his motion, and the 1-0 is a swing and a foul back. We'll take a look at what happened in the Pacific Coast League last night. Round Rock in first place in the second half standings opened up the lead as they beat Reno 4-3. In a bullpen game, Jeff Latz started it, went the first three innings scoreless. So here's a swing and a foul tip by O'Keefe. And Round Rock had a double, a homer, and two runs scored by Bubba Thompson. The Express are 14-6 in the second half, and they now lead by two games. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. O'Keefe goes down swinging again. And Yajure with his fourth strikeout of the day. One out of the fourth, and now Shiner will be the hitter. Sugarland walked off Albuquerque 7-5. The Isotopes led the game 5-4 going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Sugarland, Texas. But the Space Cowboys got a couple of base runners. So here's one inside to Shiner. Tommy Doyle was trying to close it out for Albuquerque, but the veteran John Singleton had other ideas, and he hit a walk-off three-run homer. So here's one low to Shiner, 2-0. So two of the five games in the PCL last night ended on homers. Sugarland with Singleton, and then here with Elliot Ramos against the Rainiers. Next pitch is up high for a ball to Shiner, 3-0. Pitch, called a strike, 3-1. Also last night, Oklahoma City beat El Paso 2-1. David Dahl had three hits and drove in a run. Matt Andrews, five scoreless innings. Shiner loops one out into right center. That's going to get down for a base hit, and he's aboard. A one-out single, second hit of the game for Tacoma. So Shiner is on. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. He walked earlier. And one other game yesterday, Vegas beat Salt Lake 5-1 in Salt Lake City. They had a new pitcher give them a great start. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and it is fouled back, strike one. Vegas has added the veteran right-hander Zach Godley, who's been in the big leagues in the past, originally came up through this league with Reno, and he had been pitching in the Independent Atlantic League, and he made his Las Vegas debut yesterday and tossed an absolute gem at Salt Lake City as he went 6 2/3 innings and allowed just one run on three hits at high elevation. And Vegas won that game 5-1. 0-1 pitch coming to Deloach, and it is lined to third, caught by Fitzgerald, throw to first, and diving back in safely is Shiner, avoiding the double play, but Deloach has lined out for the second out at the top of the fifth inning. Hard liner, but directly at Tyler Fitzgerald at third base. So two away now, and that'll bring Adam Engel to the plate. Eagle walked in the second inning. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch on its way, up high and inside. Two balls, one strike. So Engel's ahead here, 2-1. Yare with the pitch, and it is taken up and in, ball three. Now the 3-1 offering. And that's a called strike with the breaking ball. Full count, 3-2. There goes the runner, 3-2 pitch, called strike three. Engel immediately signals for a challenge. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And it caught the very top of the zone. It was indeed a called strike three. So Engel has struck out. The Red Airs lose a challenge and have two left. And the Raiders do not score. The top of the fourth inning, no runs on a hit, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 1-0. The Rivercats lead the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Darren McCacken on the hill for the Red Ears today. And he's thrown 50 pitches through three innings, has struck out six. He'll face Joey Bart, Elliot Ramos, and Jackson Reitz here in the bottom of the fourth. So Bart heads to the plate now. He walked in the first inning. Right-handed batter. And the pitch swung on, bounced right back to the mound. McCacken fields it and tosses over to Shiner at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bart retired on a bouncer back to the mound. And now Elliot Ramos will be the hitter. Ramos struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1 today. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for, well, they put a ball up there, but the batter, Ramos, is challenging. I don't know why he would challenge a pitch that was called a ball. And it was, in fact, a strike.
And after review, the ball is a strike.
So it's a strike. I guess the right ears won the challenge there, but Ramos was the one who was tapping the top of his helmet, which is the challenge sign. Anyway, swing and a miss, strike two, and he's behind in the count, 0-2. We'll assume O'Keefe called for the challenge, because if Ramos got ball one and challenged it, that would just be deranged. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and that is strikeout number seven for McCacken, who has gotten two outs on four pitches here at the bottom of the fourth inning, and now Jackson Reitz will be the hitter. Reitz grounded out to shortstop earlier. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch from McCacken is yanked foul and out of play down the left field line. Strike one to Reitz. Now a swing and a liner to left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Hummel fields it on a hop, and Reitz has a two-out single to left field. So that's hit number three for the River Cats. And now Armando Alvarez is the batter. Alvarez doubled off the base of the wall in center field his first time up, so he's 1 for 1. He's had a good series at the plate, 6 hits and 14 at-bats against Tacoma pitching this week, and he takes high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers will be right back here in 3 weeks. Hopefully it'll be cooler then, but I kind of have my doubts. Middle of August instead of middle of July, really? Probably about the same, huh? Here's a pitch in for a strike to Alvarez, 1-1. But it's been tough work this week for everyone. Just with the extremely high temperatures, and there's no doubt that it's affected the gate here, and there haven't been as many fans. 1-1 pitch to Alvarez. Called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. And the pitch from McCacken is swung on and hit in the air, foul, into the seats on the first base side. Ball bounced in the lower deck. It took a giant hop and landed in the upper deck down the right field line here in Sacramento. One-two pitch coming. Nope, time called. Alvarez steps off. Or steps out, I should say. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is on its way. And it is fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Once again, McCacken's ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air towards right. This is struck well. Deloach on the run, going back, but it is gone. An opposite field, two-run homer right down the right field line for Armando Alvarez, his fourth of the year, and it is a 3-0 ball game. So Alvarez lifts one out of here to right. And now Michael Gigliotti is the batter.
Now batting, your right fielder, number 16, Michael Gigliotti.
He flied out to right field earlier and is 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken inside on the inside edge for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from McCacken is outside. 1-1. Now a swing and a fly to left, and coming in on it is Hummel. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Sacramento tacks on two runs on two hits. There were no errors, no one left. Armando Alvarez with the homer. We go to the fifth. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Three nothing ball game. Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the fifth inning. Mark Mathias will lead things off. He hit into a double play in the second, 0 for 1 today. Here's the pitch to Mathias, and it's swung on, grounded to short, and that's fielded by Luciano, and he throws to first base in time for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the fifth inning. Mathias grounds out to shortstop. That'll bring Cooper Hummel to the plate now. Hummel doubled his first time up. He's 1 for 1. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Now here's a fastball that misses. Yajire hasn't even hit 60 pitches yet with one out in the fifth inning. Next pitch is swung out and fouled back. One and two now. And the pitch is down low and inside. Two and two. Two-two offering. Swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Two-two coming. Swung on and hit in the air to right center, and that's going to get down for a hit. It might even be extra bases, and yes, it will be as the ball is cut off by Gigliotti, but Hummel checks in at second base with his second double of the game. Perfectly placed in right center field. His 16th double of the year, and the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with one out for Mason McCoy. Red Ears' third hit of this game. Two of them doubles by Hummel. Now McCoy comes up, and action has begun in the Sacramento bullpen. Pitch to McCoy is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch. Up high and inside, two balls, no strikes to McCoy. Now the 2-0 is in there for a called strike, two balls, one strike. Haggerty on deck for the Rainiers. Two-one pitch on its way, and it swung on, hit in the air to center field. This is struck well. Back is Ramos at the track, at the wall. He can't get it. It's gone. Mason McCoy with a two-run homer to center field, and the Red Ears are on the board. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2. McCoy with his 11th home run of the season. So the Red Ears give up a two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth and get it back in the top of the fifth. Mason McCoy going deep. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty's 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a strikeout. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Good to see the Red Ears end their home run drought. Here's one in for a strike. Talked about it in the pregame show, but they went three games without hitting a homer for the first time this year. Hit one today here in the fifth. Here's a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. Now the 1-2. Bounced foul, first base side, still 1-2. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike 3, and Haggerty has struck out looking. A two-man gone here at the top of the fifth. Strikeout number 6 for Yaure. Well, that could be it for him, too. Dave Brundage is on his way out to the mound, and the Sacramento manager appears as if he is going to be making a pitching change here. And, yes, he is. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change. Two outs at the top of the fifth. Our score is Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here. Guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions,
partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We're at the top of the fifth inning here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2. And there's two outs and no one on base at the top of the fifth. And Sacramento has made a pitching change, bringing in right-hander Tristan Beck from the bullpen. And he'll face D.D. Gregorius. Miguel Yajure went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. They were earned. He walked 2 and struck out 6. Here's Beck's pitch to Gregorius. And it is swung on and ripped foul on the first base side. There's strike 1. This is Beck's fifth appearance for Sacramento. First one as a reliever. His 4 other appearances starts early in the season, and then he has spent quite a bit of time in the big leagues this year, where he's pitched as a reliever for San Francisco. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's his first ever major league experience. And Beck's actually having a good year for the Giants, but currently on option to AAA Sacramento. But in San Francisco, he has a 3.06 ERA in 50 innings and 20 games, all from the pen, a multiple inning reliever. As Gregorius fouls off another one. Beck's going to be around the plate, doesn't walk many. 27 years old, right-hander from Stanford University. Fourth round pick in 2018. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it is low for a ball, 1-2. Beck was drafted by Atlanta and then traded a year later at the deadline in 2019 when the Braves acquired the major league reliever Mark Melancon from the Giants. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Gregorius, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. Gregorius strikes out, and the right-handers are done. 2 runs in the inning, though, on 2 hits. There were no errors, no one left. It's the middle of the fifth, Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2. Darren McCacken on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face Will Wilson, Bryce Johnson, and Marco Luciano here in the last of the fifth. McCacken at 65 pitches coming into this inning. And the pitch to Wilson is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Wouldn't be too surprised if McCacken has a shorter outing today in terms of the pitch count. On Tuesday, he threw 91 pitches, pitched into the seventh. But in this day game, in this heat, they may lessen his load a little bit. Series of swing and a miss by Wilson, and the count goes to 0-2. We'll see. 0-2 pitch coming to Wilson, and it is hit high in the air to left, and this is deep. Back is Hummel at the track, and he jumps up and can't get it. It just does clear the top of the fence. Will Wilson homers to left field and a ball that just barely got out of here to left field. And that makes it a 4-2 Sacramento lead. Wilson's team leading 12th homer of the year for the Rivercats. And he's at 10 of the 12 here at Sutter Health Park, which is not very PCL of him. Normally his players hit those homers in the home run ballparks. So Wilson makes it 4-2. And now Bryce Johnson is the batter, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2. There's a fastball inside. One ball, two strikes. McCacken into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit on two hops to the second baseman, Mathias, who fields it and throws out Johnson at first base, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fifth. So Bryce Johnson is 0-for-3 today. Now Marco Luciano will be the batter. Luciano's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts so far. Now the pitch swung on and cranked to left down the line. Hummel giving chase in the corner, but this is gone. Marco Luciano with his first Triple-A homer. A drive down the left field line, and the Rivercats make it 5-2. So Luciano hooks one down the left field line, got a slider from McCacken and pulled it out of here. And he touches them all for his first time at the AAA level. Tyler Fitzgerald now the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul, and that is strike one. So three homers in this game for the Rivercats. Ball's flying out of here today, this heat. Well, one pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch coming, down low, 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch is popped up into shallow right center, calling for it the second baseman, Matthias, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Fitzgerald pops up for out number two in the bottom of the fifth inning, and now Joey Bart will be the hitter. Bart's walked and grounded out so far. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Want to know the count? Next pitch called, a strike. Swing and a miss now by Bart. There's strike two. And he calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. One ball, two strikes, the count. And here's a swing and a pop-up foul. And out of play down the first baseline. One-two pitch coming to Bart once again, and it is outside with a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is away, ball three. So full count. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch from McCacken. Swung on. Bouncer slowly hit to second. Matthias fields it. Slings it to first. In time for the out. And the inning is over. But Sacramento tacks on two more runs with two solo homers. They were the only hits of the inning. No one left on. We go to the sixth. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears will be sending Brian O'Keefe, Jake Shiner, and Zach Deloach to the plate here in the top of the sixth. Hey, join us on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium when the Red Ears are back home. We've got a day game to start the homestand with Salt Lake. First pitch, 12:05 on Tuesday. Tommy Malone set to start that game for the Red Ears. Then we'll be back to night games for the rest of the series until Sunday, of course. It's going to be a six-game homestand. You can check TacomaRedEars.com for tickets and promotional information. Brian O'Keefe stands in, and here's the pitch from back, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering is high. Two balls, no strikes to O'Keefe, who really had trouble with the starter, Miguel Yajure, who struck him out twice. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Counts 1-1 now. One pitch now. Swing and a miss. Here comes the 1-2 now. And it is outside. Check swing, and they say that O'Keefe held up in time. So two balls, two strikes is the count. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. O'Keefe hanging in there. Now the 2-2 swung on, bounced towards short, and that's fielded by Luciano, and he throws to first in time to get O'Keefe, and one man is out in the top of the sixth inning. So that'll bring Jake Shiner to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far today. Shiner's 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Red Ears got their runs in the fifth when Mason McCoy launched a two-run homer. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a high fly to left center. Over is the left fielder, Reitz. At the edge of the warning track, he's called off by the center fielder, Ramos, who makes the catch. And Shiner is out number two. So two down. And that'll bring Zach Deloach to the plate. Deloach is 0-for-1 with a walk and a line out. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch misses outside, ball two, 2-0 to Deloach. Right here's with four hits of this game. 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate. The count goes to 2-1. Now Deloach steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 2-1 pitch is coming. And it is ball three. A little low, so Deloach well out ahead of the count, 3-1. On deck is Engel, the 3-1 to Deloach. Pulled to right field. This is deep and back, and this is gone. Zach Deloach has just take it off for his 11th home run of the season. Roping one to right field. And the Red Ears make it a 5-3 ball game. And the ball really is flying in this sweltering Sacramento heat. Deloach roping one to right. No doubt about it. Red Ears with five hits in this game, four for extra bases, two doubles and two homers. Here's Adam Engel now. Engel has walked and struck out so far, 0-1. Tristan Beck comes set, and the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Rainiers have a lefty throwing in the bullpen. Now the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. Pitch coming. And it is swung out, and that's lined towards left center field and deep and back. And this ball is gone. Back-to-back jacks for Zach Deloach and Adam Engel. And the Red Ears make it a 5-4 ball game. Engel with his sixth home run as a member of the Red Ears. So Deloach and Engel with consecutive homers with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. And the Red Ears are back within one run. Three homers today for Tacoma. 131 on the year. And now Mark Mathias is the hitter. Mathias stands in. He's 0-2 today. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's the sixth time this year that the Red Ears have hit back-to-back homers. First time in a while, though. Last time was almost a month ago, June 25th. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Mathias. Of the six times that the Red Ears have hit back-to-back homers this year, as there's a strike, Zach Deloach has been involved with the back-to-back homers three of the six times. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three, and down goes Mathias, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout number two for Tristan Beck. But the Red Ears get a couple of runs on two hits, including the back-to-back jacks by Deloach and Engel. There was no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Sacramento with the score, Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. Right here's with a new pitcher in there. It's the lefty Logan Allen. He takes over in the bottom of the sixth inning of what is now a one-run game. So they did ease off McCacken a little bit today, although he ended up throwing 84 pitches. Logan Allen's first pitch to Elliot Ramos is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. This is Allen's third appearance for the Red Ears. He's been lights out in his first two, a total of five scoreless innings. So now the 0-1 pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. One and one the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, so the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away, still 1-2. McCacken went five innings, allowed six hits and five runs. They were all earned. He walked one and struck out seven. Three homers hit by Sacramento, but the ball's really jumping out of the ballpark today. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. That's fielded by Fitzgerald, and by McCoy, and he throws out Ramos at first base, and one man is out in the sixth inning. So that'll bring Jackson Reitz to the plate. Reitz singled and scored in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Reitz, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way. Swinging a foul at the plate. One ball, one strike. Logan Allen began the year in the Rockies system. He was with Albuquerque. Became a free agent midseason. The Mariners scooped him up. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is on its way from Allen. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Reitz got a piece of it to stay alive. Sacramento scored in the first, getting a run on a two-out wild pitch with a man at third. Then in the fourth inning, Armando Alvarez hit a two-out, two-run homer to the opposite field to make it 3-0. But the Red Deer started to hit in the fifth with Mason McCoy drilling a two-run homer. That made it 3-2. There's a foul back by Reitz. In the bottom of the fifth, the Rivercats hit two solo homers, Will Wilson and Marco Luciano, Luciano's first AAA homer. So it was 5-2, Rivercats. But just now in the top of the sixth, the Red Deers hit back-to-back checks to Loach and Engel to make it 5-4. And that's where we are now in the bottom of the sixth. This here's a breaking ball down and into Reitz. And the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Alvarez on deck. Reitz at the plate. Allen's 2-2 pitch is a check swing. He went, and that is strike three. Couldn't hold up on a ball in the dirt, and Logan Allen has his first strikeout of the afternoon. Two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Armando Alvarez is the bat. Alvarez's two-run homer in the fourth went right down the right field line. Now the pitch is a breaking ball, grounded to third. That's scooped up by McCoy. Throw to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Logan Allen retires the side in order, keeps it a one-run game. We head to the seventh in Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One-run game. We go to the seventh inning. Our score is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. And it'll be Cooper Hummel to lead things off for the Red Deers. And he'll be followed by Mason McCoy and Sam Haggerty. Well, Hummel 2-for-2 with two doubles today. This will be his first time facing the right-hander Tristan Beck. We enter the late innings. Red Deers would love to find a way to take this game and win this series on the road. Beck comes set. Here's his pitch to Cooper Hummel, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. We've got an update from Seattle. It is Toronto 3, Mariners 2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mike Ford with a two-run homer for the M's. So here's a swing and a grounder to second. That's fielded by Wilson, the second baseman, and he throws out Hummel at first. One out at the top of the seventh inning, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy's 1-for-2 with a two-run homer. Mariners are going for a sweep of the Blue Jays. but Brandon Belt had a go-ahead homer. So the Jays have a one-run lead in the sixth inning. Wu is on the hill for the M's today. There's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. This is the last game of the Mariners' 10-game homestand. They are going to hit the road to Minneapolis and Phoenix. Take on the Twins and the Diamondbacks. Twins have been playing well recently. The Diamondbacks, they got swept in Cincinnati as they lost again today. 0-1 pitch to McCoy. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. McCoy's homer in the fifth came a little bit to the left of straightaway center here. 1-1 pitch from Beck is breaking ball over for a strike, 1-2. Now the next offering called, strike three, and down goes McCoy, and that's out number two here in the top of the seventh inning. Third strikeout for Beck, two down, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Parrot Club of the River Cats, the Giants, have been having a better year than many expected, including myself. But they did not have a good weekend. So here's a pitch in for a strike. The Giants got swept by the Washington Nationals with just no offense. And the Nats beat them today 6-1. 0-1 pitch. Up high for a ball, 1-1. And the Giants have lost five in a row overall. They're still eight games over 500. So one ball, one strike to Haggerty with two outs and no one on in the top of the seventh inning. And the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball up high, 2-1. Big gap in right center field for Haggerty. The center fielder, Ramos, has shifted way over towards left center. 2-1 pitch to Haggerty is low ball three. So three balls, one strike, two outs, top of the seventh. On deck is D.D. Gregorius. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike two. So full count now. And the 3-2 again is outside ball four. And that's going to put Haggerty on with two down for D.D. Gregorius. Third walk issued by Sacramento pitchers today. Gregorius has been quiet in this one, 0-3. Pitch grounded right to the first baseman Alvarez, who touches the bag after fielding it for the final out here at the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score, Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Jose Rodriguez, in from the bullpen. And he'll face Michael Gigliotti, Will Wilson, and Bryce Johnson. Gigliotti settles in. He's 0 for 2 today. Rodriguez is in relief of Logan Allen, who worked one scoreless inning, three up, three down with a strikeout. Pitch to Gigliotti, tries to bunt, bunts it foul. There's strike one. Rodriguez is appearing in his 16th game for the Rainiers, third out of the bullpen. It's 1-6 with a 7.35 ERA. Began the year in the Rainiers rotation. Now in the pen, his major league experiences as a reliever. His next pitch is outside to Gigliotti. Now the 1-1 pitch, grounded right inside the third base bag and down the line. That's going to be extra bases to the opposite field. And Gigliotti ends up at second with a leadoff double in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Michael Gigliotti with a grounder right inside the third base bag. Leadoff double, and now Will Wilson is the hitter. Wilson, right-hand batter, 1 for 2 with a homer today. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Rainier's thinking that Wilson might be bunting here. 0-1 pitch coming from Rodriguez. And Wilson takes a full swing and fouls it back. That is strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Rodriguez going for a strikeout now. Here comes the 0-2 on its way. And it's up and away with a fastball, 1-2. Now the next pitch coming from Rodriguez, right-hander from Venezuela. And he fires, and there's a fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. 95 on the radar gun. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Rodriguez gets the strikeout. And now the leadoff man, Bryce Johnson, comes to the plate. Johnson, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. He's 0 for 3 today with two ground outs and a strikeout. Rodriguez with the pitch, and it is over for a strike. Now the next pitch on its way, and this is outside with a change. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss and a slider. Count goes to 1-2.
Everybody back your way.
Johnson steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And now he eases back in again. The 1-2 pitch. Bounced right to the shortstop, Gregorius, who will throw to first for the second out of the inning. Gigliotti had the ball hit behind him, so he was able to move up to third. Runner at third with two outs now for Luciano. Luciano's 1 for 3 with a homer. Sacramento leads 5-4. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Rivercats have a runner at third with two outs. Luciano's first Triple-A homer was pulled right down the left field line his last time up. He bloops this first pitch foul down the first baseline out of play. Strike one. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch. Called a strike. One and two now. Well, Gigliotti hit the leadoff double. Rodriguez trying to strand him. Here comes his 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. 96 on the gun, and down goes Marco Luciano. Jose Rodriguez with a scoreless bottom of the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your attention, please, now to the table for number 13, Drew Chapman. And this 50K is brought to you by Cash Free Casino Resort. When you need to change your routine, cash in at Cash.
We head to the eighth inning right here. It's down by a run. It is Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. Rivercats bring in a new pitcher to work the eighth. Right-hander Drew Strotman is in from the pen. Tristan Beck went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs, both solo homers. He walked 1 and struck out 3. So Strotman to face Brian O'Keefe, leading off the eighth, and his pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Strotman in his 19th appearance, 6 as a reliever, 2-5 with a 6.03 ERA. Strotman making his second appearance of this series. He went 2 scoreless innings on Thursday. This pitch is fouled back, and O'Keefe's behind in the count, 0-2. Yeah, the 0-2 coming, and it is up high for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is outside, 3, and O'Keefe has worked a full count. Rainiers have scored all their runs on homers today, a 2-run shot and 2 solos. Here comes the 3-2 to O'Keefe, and it is grounded left side, and Luciano gloves it and throws out O'Keefe at first base, and one man is out at the top of the eighth. So O'Keefe saw some pitches, but he ends up grounding out to shortstop. One down, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner's 1-for-3 with a single today. Base hit came back in the fourth inning. Shiner takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Shiner 3-for-16 with a homer in this series. Now the 1-0 pitch coming from Strotman. And it swung on, it bounced foul, third base side. 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch, slider outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. Up and in, 3. Shiner ahead of the count, 3-1 with Deloach on deck. Now here comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. And the count now is full, 3-2. And the payoff. Grounded right to third. Fitzgerald has it come right to him, and he throws out Shiner at first. Two men are gone at the top of the eighth on infield grounders. Both O'Keefe and Shiner getting to a full count before grounding out. So Zach Deloach now the batter. He homered earlier. He looks out towards Strotman. And the pitch misses for a ball. One out coming. Down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Now this one is inside, and it hit Deloach on the foot, and he's in some pain. He is hopping around. Deloach casts the bat aside, and he is going to slowly make his way down to first base. Got hit right on the right foot, it appears. And he is not being checked by the trainer. He's just making his way to first, intending to stay in the game. And Adam Engel will now be the batter. Engel homered his last time up. He's one for two with that homer and a walk. Engel looks out towards Strootman, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 outside, two balls, no strikes. Deloach really looks like he's bothered by his foot out there at first base. Two-oh pitch coming. Outside, ball three. So 3-0 to Engel with Mathias on deck. Now this one is in there for a called strike. And now a called strike two, and the ball got away from the catcher, but not far enough away for Deloach to advance. So full count, Deloach will be off with the pitch here with two outs. Strootman to the plate, and the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. Back in the batter's box now is Engel. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is low. No, a foul tip. Engel nicked it with his bat, so it's a foul tip as he tried to check his swing. So the at-bat continues. Still three balls, two strikes. Here comes Strootman once again with a full count pitch, and it is a called strike three. Engel is going to challenge, and we're going to check the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. Engel thought it was low, so we go to the monitor, and that pitch indeed was low. So Engel was right. The Red Ears win the challenge. It's a two-out walk. Deloach is safe at second base. And the Red Ears have two on with two outs for Mark Mathias. Mathias 0 for 3 today. But could tie this game up with a base hit and give the Red Ears the lead with an extra base hit. Mathias stands in. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's trying to rally with two outs. Looking for a big hit from Mark Mathias, the 1-0. High ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So he gets ahead of the count. And now time called, and the pitching coach, Garvin Alston, is going to the mound. So the whole infield congregating on the mound right now. Little meeting that quickly comes to a conclusion. Mathias well out ahead of the count, 2-0. Well, here we go, the 2-0 pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 2-1. Deloach at second, Engel at first with two outs in the eighth, Raiders trailing by a run 5-4. Here comes the 2-1 now on its way. And it is a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count's even now 2-2. So Strotman was behind the count 2-0, but now he's brought it even 2-2. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. And that does it for Mathias, and the inning is over. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's still a one-run game in favor of the Rivercats. Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. Raiders bring in another new pitcher as they're doing easy loads on everybody in this heat. McCacken pulled after 5. Logan Allen, who's gone multiple innings in each game so far, pitched just 1. Jose Rodriguez worked a scoreless 7th, allowed 1 hit, struck out 2. He comes out. Now giving way for Juan Ten, who appears in his 11th game this year. And Ten will face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. First pitch to Tyler Fitzgerald is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Ten getting the signs from O'Keefe behind the plate. And now the 1-0 is a fastball called a strike, 1-1, 94-mile-per-hour heater. Right here's just hoping for a scoreless inning from 10 and see if they can rally in the ninth. Now the pitch is outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 from 10. Grounded right to the second baseman. Mark Mathias fields it, throws to first, and gets Fitzgerald, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So 10 gets an infield grounder. And now Joey Bart will be the hitter. Bart's 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Right versus right here. 10 against Bart. And the pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Called a strike. One and two. Now called strike three. A changeup just froze Bart. And he goes down looking. So that is out number two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Juan 10 gets the strikeout. And now Elliot Ramos is the hitter. Ramos is 0 for 3 today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In the ninth for the Red Ears, it'll be Hummel, McCoy, and Haggerty who are due up. 8-9 and leadoff men in the lineup. 0-1 pitch outside. One ball, one strike. River Cats are warming up. Eric Miller in the bullpen. Sears a swing and a foul back. Miller got the win for them yesterday. One, two pitch coming to Ramos, and this is swung on and fouled away. Still one and two. One, two coming now. Swung on, rolled to short. Gregorius scoops it up and tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Juan 10 retires the side in order at the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears hoping for a comeback. We head to the ninth with the score, Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the ninth inning here in Sacramento. The Red Ears trailing by a run. Rivercats 5, Red Ears 4. Red Ears have scored all their runs on homers in this game. The Rivercats have brought in Eric Miller to try to close it out. He has 4 saves this year. He pitched a scoreless ninth inning yesterday for Sacramento and ended up getting the win. He's 2-1 with a 2.30 ERA. He's in relief of Drew Strotman, who worked one scoreless inning with a walk, a strikeout, and a hit batter. Miller will face Cooper Hubbell to lead things off. Then it'll be Mason McCoy, followed by Sam Haggerty. Hubbell is 2-for-3 in this game with 2 doubles and a run scored. He is going to turn around and bat right-handed for his first time today because he's facing a lefty. Miller's into his motion of the pitch, is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hummel looking to get on base any way he can to get something started here in the ninth. 0-1 pitch from Miller is a breaking ball in there for strike 2, and Hummel's behind in the count, no balls, 2 strikes. And he's going to call time and step out of the batter's box for a moment and think about this. Sacramento with the infielder shaded towards the left. Fitzgerald at third, guarding the line. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it swung on and fouled back. A fastball at 97 on the radar gun. And it's still 0-2 to Cooper Hummel. Right here's have trailed since the first inning. But it's been a one-run game, 5-4 since the sixth. Now the 0-2 pitch is low for a ball. 1-2 to Hummel. Next pitch coming. And it swung on and grounded right to the second baseman, Will Wilson, who fields it and throws out Hummel at first base. And one man is gone at the top of the ninth inning. Hummel grounds out to second. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a homer today. And McCoy eases into the batter's box. He homered against the starter for Sacramento, Miguel Yajure, back in the fifth. Those were the Rainiers' first runs of the game. It was a 2-run homer. Pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike 1. Oh, one coming. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Another heater from Miller. Just 2 straight fastballs at 97 on the gun, and he's ahead of the count on McCoy. No balls, 2 strikes. Now the 0-2. Just outside, 1-2. Rainiers are loosening up Nolan Blackwood in the pen in case there's a bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-2 to McCoy, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and that is the second out. Red Ears are down to their last out. Sam Haggerty has been quiet today, 0-for-3 with a walk. He is batting right-handed. This is his stronger side of the plate. He settles in and looks out towards Miller. And the pitch from the lefty is a check swing foul. There's strike 1, and Haggerty's behind in the count. If he does anything to extend this game, D.D. Gregorius is on deck. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Miller is on its way, and this is low. 1-1. Haggerty taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Miller. Outfield is straight away, infield back all the way around and straight up. The 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. And Haggerty challenges it. He thought it was high. And the Red Ears have 2 challenges left, so why not use one? He's going to check. So we go to the automated ball strike system, and that pitch was indeed a strike. So the Red Ears have lost two challenges, have one left. But they're down to their last out, and in fact down to their last strike. One and two, the count to Haggerty. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Haggerty back in there, ready to hit once again. Here comes the 1-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth. Red Ears down by a run, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. First base side out of play. So it is still one ball, two strikes to Haggerty. Haggerty again in there battling against the hard-throwing lefty Miller. Now the 1-2 once again, and it is low. Changeup that dipped down low, and the count's even, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is a breaking ball inside. Full count, 3-2. So Haggerty has certainly seen some pitches here. And after being behind the count, he's brought it full. Three balls, two strikes. Miller's set. Here comes the payoff pitch on the way. And it is inside, ball four. The Red Ears are still alive. Haggerty heads down to first base. And D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Haggerty with his second walk drawn today. And he immediately becomes a threat to try to steal. Gregorius is 0 for 4 in this one. Two ground outs, a fly out, and a strikeout. It's a left versus left situation here with Miller. Haggerty with his lead, being held on at first by Alvarez. The pitch is low and away, ball one. So Gregorius ahead of the count. They shade Gregorius to the opposite field. 1-0 the count to him. And Miller with the pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Counts even now, 1-1. So ball to strike. Two outs in the ninth, Sacramento leading 5-4. Haggerty, the tying runner, is at first base. It edges away from the bag as he takes his lead. Miller is set. And here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way to Gregorius. No, a move to first instead, and Haggerty is back in safely. Haggerty, 12 for 13, stealing bases in a Rainiers uniform this year. He once again has his lead. And here comes the 1-1 from Miller. It's on its way, and it is a breaking ball outside to Gregorius. Two balls, one strike. So Gregorius now ahead of the count. Again, watching all this from the on-deck circle is Brian O'Keefe. Two balls, one strike. And Miller with his pitch. The runner goes, and it's bounced foul by Gregorius. And the count's even now, 2-2. Haggerty was on the move. He actually had a good jump and probably would have stolen the base, but Gregorius liked the pitch, and he swung at it and fouled it off. So an even count, 2-2, with two outs in the ninth. And a runner at first base. Rainier's down by a run. Miller is set from the third base end of the rubber. There goes the runner again. The 2-2 is up and in, ball three. Throw down to third base. In time, they got him for the final out of the ball game. Haggerty caught stealing, tagged out by Marco Luciano. The throw from Joey Bart was right on the money. And they get him for the final out of the game on a bang-bang play at second base that would have gone to replay review had we had that here in AAA, but we do not. Sacramento takes it 5-4, the final score, and the Red Ears end up having to settle for a split of this six-game series, a series that they led 3-1, but back-to-back one-run losses yesterday and today. Red Ears now 9-17 in one-run games this year, and overall now 2 games under .500 at 47-49. Rivercats win it 5-4. We'll recap it and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, Sacramento salvages a split of the six-game series by winning the finale here today by a final score of 5-4. A game that saw Sacramento score in the first inning and never give up the lead, although it was close throughout the contest. Darren McCackett started for the Red Ears and struck out the first two hitters in the bottom of the first, but Tyler Fitzgerald singled to center, stole second, stole third, and scored on a wild pitch. And that was the first run of the game. And it was 1-0 Sacramento. Still 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth when, with two outs, Jackson Reitz singled to left field. And Armando Alvarez connected for a two-run homer to the other way, his fourth of the year. And it was 3-0 Sacramento. The Red Ears had just two hits through the first four innings against Sacramento starter Miguel Yajure, but with one out in the fifth, Cooper Hummel hit his second double of the game, this one to right center field, and then Mason McCoy connected for his 11th homer of the year, a two-run shot to left center, and that made it a 3-2 ball game in the fifth inning. But in the bottom of the fifth, the ball was flying out of the park. Will Wilson homered to left field, his 12th of the year. And then with one out, Marco Luciano pulled one down the left field line, his first AAA homer, and Sacramento was up 5-2 in the fifth. McCacken lifted after five innings today, allowing five runs on six hits. In the top of the sixth, with two outs and no one on, the Red Ears hit back-to-back jacks. Zach Deloach going deep to right field, and then Adam Engel hitting one out to left field, sixth time this season. The Red Deers have hit back-to-back homers, and that made it a one-run game in the sixth inning. It was Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. Problem is, there was no more scoring for the rest of the game for the Red Deers. In fact, they did not get another hit after Engel's homer. They did get some men on base with walks, but no hits. And Sacramento ends up winning it 5-4 the final as their closer, Eric Miller, finished it off. Final totals for Sacramento, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. Tacoma, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, left 6 on base. Tristan Beck is the winner. He's 2-1, saved to Miller his 5th. McCacken takes the loss. He's 5-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 34 minutes. The attendance, 3,456. Sacramento is now 43-52 on the year, 9-12 in the second half. And the Red Deers are 47-49 on the year, 10-11 in the second half. Red Deers are headed home now, off tomorrow, and have a day game on Tuesday against Salt Lake. 12:05 first pitch. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Red Deers against a Salt Lake pitcher to be announced. We'll start our pregame show on Tuesday at 11:55 a.m. Rivercats win at 5-4. Stick around. We'll check the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, Sacramento wins at 5-4. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard on the Tacoma Red Deers postgame show. Mariners trying to sweep the Blue Jays. They're going to need a rally, though. After 8 full innings, it's Toronto 4, Seattle 3. Mike Ford with a 2-run homer. But the Jays took the lead in the 7th on an RBI single by Santiago Espinal. So Toronto leading 4-3 going to the 9th inning in Seattle. Other American League finals, the Yankees beat Kansas City 8-5 as Anthony Rizzo was 4-for-4 with a homer. It was a 3-game sweep for the Yankees. Baltimore beats Tampa 5-3, getting homers from Gunnar Henderson and Ryan O'Hearn. And the O's took 3 out of 4 at Tampa, and they now lead the AL East by 2 games. Minnesota edged the White Sox in 12 innings, 5-4. Ryan Jeffers with the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 12th. And the Astros scored a run late to beat Oakland in Oakland, 3-2. In interleague play, Detroit defeats the Padres 3-1 as Spencer Torkelson and Andy Ibanez homered. Alex Fiedo with 6 scoreless innings. Phillies and Guardians were tied 4-4 after 9. Philly scored 4 runs in the top of the 10th. That was enough to win it. They take the ballgame 8-5. Bryce Harper with the go-ahead RBI. The Dodgers hit a grand slam in the top of the 1st at Texas today. Max Muncy connecting. But then they didn't score again, and the Rangers scored 8 unanswered runs after that. And Texas beat the Dodgers 8-4. Angels have a 7-5 lead over the Pirates in the 9th inning. Luis Renifo with switch hit homers for the Angels today. Sunday night baseball is an interleague game. Mets at the Red Sox. Former Rainier Brennan Bernardino making the start as the opener for the Red Sox tonight on Sunday night baseball. And in National League finals, the Nats beat the Giants 6-1 to complete a 3-game series sweep. Lane Thomas, 4 stolen bases for the Nationals today. The Reds finish a sweep of the Diamondbacks 7-3 today. Ellie De La Cruz led off the 1st inning with a homer. Marlins defeat the Rockies 3-2 in 10 innings, ending an 8-game losing streak. Luis Arias had the game-winning RBI single in the 10th for the Fish. Atlanta got a three-run homer from Ozzie Albies in the 8th inning, and they beat the Brewers 4-2. And Cody Bellinger is red hot. He had a homer and three runs batted in today as the Cubs beat the Cardinals at Wrigley 7-2. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sacramento, Rivercats beat the Rainiers 5-4. We'll be back with more after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sacramento takes it 5-4, the final score over the Rainiers today. And frustrating final 2 days here at Sutter Health Park for the Rainiers, who did so well to get out ahead of the series 3-1, taking three of the first four, and had a tremendous opportunity to win the series on the road, only to suffer back-to-back one-run defeats last night and today. Last night, getting walked off with two outs in the ninth inning on Elliot Ramos's solo homer that gave the Rivercats the 3-2 win. Today, the Rainiers were down early. They never led the game, but it was a one-run game for the final three innings, and Tacoma just couldn't get a hit in the last three innings, and they end up dropping a 5-4 decision today. The Rainiers did have some good relief pitching from Logan Allen, Jose Rodriguez, and Juan Ten. And the home run ball started to fly again as Mason McCoy, Zach Deloach, and Adam Engel all went deep. But the Rainiers end up falling. They split the series here, and they're back to 2 games under .500 on the year. Elsewhere in the Pacific Coast League, everything is tonight. El Paso at Oklahoma City. Albuquerque is at Sugar Land. Reno at Round Rock. And Vegas at Salt Lake. All night games in the PCL. This was the only day game today. Well, the Rainiers will be home for their next game, which isn't until Tuesday, off day tomorrow. Tuesday's game is a day game at Cheney Stadium, beginning at 12:05. Tommy Malone on the mound for the Rainiers, 3-1 with a 4.47 ERA. Salt Lake has not released their rotation yet for the upcoming series, but we'll be streaming the broadcast for you, and I'll be back on MILB TV on Tuesday. And we'll start the streaming radio pregame show at 11:55 a.m. as the Red Ears host Salt Lake on Tuesday. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Once again, our final score today, Sacramento 5, Tacoma 4. Have a great rest of your afternoon.